Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another Better Than Ever podcast. This week, we are featuring HCI student, first responder, and health, wellness, and life coach, Alan Dignard. After an injury, Alan was depressed and unmotivated. His turning point was waking up drunk one morning to his young daughter running around unsupervised. At that moment, he knew he needed to make a change. Flash forward to now, he helps other first responders develop healthy relationships with their body and mind. His goal is to give others tools to avoid falling into depression, PTSD, and other unhealthy habits that many resort to in his line of work. Alan, thank you for joining me today. Would you let me know a little bit about you and where you're from?
So I'm from Alberta, Canada, and I'm a father of three children, two of my own and a stepchild. Brody is 10 years old, Avery is 8, then my stepson Ethan is 10 as well.
What influenced you to become a health coach? Were you looking for a change in your career or personal life?
What led me kind of to the health coaching and the life coaching was just my life story. You know, being a firefighter paramedic, you know, I'm 21 years on the job, probably about 17 years in, I just found myself struggling. And I was struggling with depression and anxiety. You know, I had emotional eating and I was abusing alcohol and I wasn't sure if I had, what is known as PTSD. So I was really lost and I got to the point where I thought about even taking my own life. You know, and then I decided to draw a line in the sand and I was like, you know what, I have to take care of my health. And so I just started to work out. And, and that's where I made the change. And, you know, after losing a bunch of weight and learning to eat better, I started to kind of attract people because I was kind of just sharing my story on social media. So then people kind of got inspired and started to kind of follow me and then ask me. So I started kind of working with them. And I started to notice that by me helping them change their lives, that was really feeding my soul. And it was a crucial part to my healing process and my journey of post-traumatic growth. And so, you know, I just got to the point where I was like, there's got to be more out here. There's got to be like professional coaching, professional life coaching. And then I just started the Google search. And then after, you know, a few years, I was like, man, I got this. Like, I have a passion for this. And there's an epidemic in my industry of, first responders taking their lives. You know, and I got to the point where I thought about taking my own, you know, and I was able to come through that and come through the other side and see that the scars that we develop from the job and life don't have to define who we are and that, you know, we don't have to be stuck or to take our lives, that we can actually flourish and to live a life of abundance and a life of gratitude. You know, and I really got that vibe from HCI. And, you know, so when I did the research and I reviewed it and I read it and I was just like, it just warmed my heart, you know what I mean? And I was like, this is my next step. And so I jumped all in and it's been amazing, not only for my growth, but also for everybody that I'm working with and continue to work with.
So was there a specific turning point? Like, do you remember the exact moment when you were like, I need to make a change? Because you kind of gave a nice surface, but was there like an exact moment that?
Yeah, I can recall it pretty clearly. I was abusing alcohol and, talking about my tattoos earlier, I was training for my first degree black belt. And during my test, I ended up breaking my leg. And I was already kind of depressed and stuff at that point, you know, and I put on weight and I was, getting back to training. And I ended up breaking my leg. But before that, about a year before that, I ended up hurting my back at work. And I ended up herniating a disc and bulging two other discs. So I was suffering in chronic pain, like physically, and I think that helped kind of take over my mental mindset as well, and just kind of got the better of me. So getting back to where I broke my leg, I was at home, and my daughter at the time, she was not old enough to go to school full time. So with my work schedule, when my wife was at work and I was off, I would watch the kids. I was the stay-at-home dad. I would take my boy to school or to the bus stop because we were living on an acreage, and she would stay home with me. and I was laying on the couch with my foot elevated. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning and I was drunk. Yeah. So she was running around playing and I was just like, it was like I was slapped across the face and it was just like, this is your wake up call, man. Like you have to make a change. So I put the drink down and I was just like, enough is enough. And the next day I like went down into my basement and I started working out. And after that workout, I felt a mindset shift. And I hadn't felt that energized in a long time. But I feared working out because of my back injury. Every time I'd kind of exercise, I would aggravate it, I would hurt it, it would cause me pain, it would further help with my depression. So I kind of steered away from it. Now physical fitness is my therapy. I'm a personal trainer. I've taken it to that next level. I host fitness classes to help first responders to grow. And I push them really hard physically so they become vulnerable and can open up mentally. And then that's when I come in mentally with positive affirmations and with positive mindset and really empower them to take action and to know that their strength really lies in their struggle.
When you're working with the first responders, like these are your people, mm-hmm. Do you see this as a common theme in your industry where people are getting to this super low point in their life? Does this happen to almost everybody?
I wouldn't say it happens to almost everybody. I mean, everybody manages it differently, but right now, in the emergency responder world, first responder suicide is an epidemic. The statistics are actually higher of first responders taking their own lives than first responders actually dying in the line of duty, say in a house fire, for example. And what really kind of gets me is, for example, in the fire service, if we have a firefighter die, during a house fire, they will microscope that call right down to the finest piece of particle to figure out what happened and what went wrong. But when a first responder takes their own life because of a mental health injury or maybe, PTSD, accumulation of calls, whatever it is, stress, anxiety, we don't seem to do too much about it. And I think it comes down to not understanding it. And maybe it's just a lack of education. It's not that they don't care, because we do care. And we have things in place like CISM, which stands for Critical Incident Stress Management, which is super important. But in my opinion, that's a reactive process, because that process doesn't get activated unless somebody takes their own life, or attempts to. So my goal is to be proactive and to teach first responders how to be, mentally and physically fit, and to develop post-traumatic growth in the event that they do develop depression or anxiety or PTSD or some sort of trauma that doesn't have to define who they are, that they actually get to define who they are. And we just forget that sometimes, because we get so low, and society has a really high standard for first responders, right? Like, they trust you with everything. Right? They trust you with their belongings, they trust you with their family, they trust you with their life. And and I said it this morning, I'm like, when people ask me, like, what do you do? I am a firefighter. And a lot of us, we become the job. And, we assume that identity. Even when we're off duty, I am a firefighter, I have to hold myself up to the highest regard, because of the how society respects us. So I'm always a firefighter, and if anything is going to threaten that and potentially take that away from me, I have the potential to lose my identity. So for me, I feared that, because I'm like, who am I? If I'm not a firefighter, paramedic, then who am I? So I feared speaking out. And now I don't fear speaking out anymore. And I think just my process, the journey I've put myself through, the self-discovery journey even before I came into coaching, has really set that up for success and has really allowed me to empower myself to be able to empower other first responders across.
I live in a military community, and I'm wondering if it's similar. Like, obviously the military guys, they go through a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. And it's looked down upon in our community to go seek mental health, because you can lose your job. You can, you know, get placed somewhere that you don't want to get placed because of it. You're put on watch lists. It totally affects your career. Is it the same for industry?
Yes, definitely. And there, the stigma is there, and the stigma is if you come forward or you admit that you have a mental injury, or that you're just struggling or sad, that you're weak, right? And in, you know, I don't know too much about the military, but I know, like, you know, as firefighters and paramedics and police officers, we're very type A personality, and I'm pretty sure military is the same way, because we're the people who take action and take control when things are in complete chaos. And so how can we take control of complete chaos if we're out of control? So if we admit that we're out of control, you know, we lose that trust factor, right? We lose that trust factor with society, and that's dangerous. You know what I mean? And it's, yeah, people have lost their jobs, and that's the problem, is society isn't coming at this from the right angle, right? There's more to it. I mean, you know, the job is the job. You know, the military is the military. You know, it's always going to be, you know, we're going to always see bad things, and that the job is never going to change, because we just live in a world where people die. That's just what happens. We live in a world of mental health. We live in a world of depression, anxiety, obesity, disease, just suffering. And so that's never going to change. And what we do need to change is how we look at it and how we deal with it. So, and how we prepare our first responders and our military to build that resiliency, so that they know who they are, that they don't forget who they are, and that they have the tools available to them to keep them on the path of self-discovery and self-growth. And if they do fall down and break their arm, for example, and get an injury, you know, that they can heal, and that they know that they can heal, and they have the tools in place to help them heal. And, you know, we look at it, I think about it like this, you know, the first responder world and military world, we climb a very steep tree, and that's our job. It's a very, very steep tree. We're bound to fall out of it, right? We're bound to fall out of it. And if we're not prepared and we don't have mental and physical resiliency, when we fall, we break. And then the SISM team comes and grabs you, and they take you to the hospital. So the psychologist, and the psychologist is like, yep, he broke his arm. Here's how we're going to fix it. My goal is to help you, if you do fall out of the tree, that you don't break, that you bounce, and that you can recover a lot faster, and to know that you are not broken, that you can get back in that tree and keep climbing, and that you do have the mental and the physical strength to keep doing that. And, you know, and I just want, you know, I want the wives to have their husbands back, and I want the husbands to have their wives back, and I want the children to have their parents back. You know what I mean? So it's very passionate. It's very dear to my heart. And I think this is the next step. You know, this is the next step. And I think when we look at it differently and we approach it differently, we will succeed.
Do you have a specific story that sticks out in your mind of where you saw transformation with one of your clients? Like, and would you tell me a little bit about, and you don't have to go into detail because I know that's personal, but like a little bit about, you know, where they were, what they were struggling with, what, when you stepped in, what your part was in it, and then how, you know, what the end result was, or what the current result is, and then how that made you feel.
Yeah, you know, a few of the clients that I've worked with that have gone through the full 90-day program, you know, they came in very unsure and just kind of lost and looking for direction and having a bunch of different things holding them back, whether it was obesity, whether it was like autoimmune disease, like rheumatoid arthritis, whether it was alcohol abuse, emotional eating, you know, just like nightmares waking them up, and or lack of motivation, not wanting to go to work, not participating in being the father or the mother that they want to be and know that they can be, but just don't know how to get there. You know, and through the process, I mean, even before, before I became an official health, wellness, and life coach, like I had clients lose physically like up to 100 pounds of actual physical weight loss through just proper nutrition and exercise and starting to work on their mindset. But it wasn't until I really challenged them through their mindset that they would like release what was really in the core. And you know, and it was funny because you know I had clients that would just get plateaued, and they would just stop losing weight, and then they would lose confidence in themselves, and then they would just start the ripple effect again. But deep down, you know, when we got to the real issue, and when they were finally able to let that go, the weight just fell off. Like I had a client lose 24 pounds and 26 inches in 1 month once she released what was going on in here and what was holding her back in here. And when she did that, her life changed. Life changing. And that's why I was addicted.
So what do you mean by life changing? Like what changed for her?
Just her self-confidence, that she believed that she could do it. You know, her story is, you know, she had some traumatizing things happen to her when she was younger by people she trusted. And, you know, and that took away her self-worth. And it took her self-confidence, and it took everything else from her. You know, and then when I showed her that she is, you know, she is capable, and that she is worth it, and that she is loved, and built trust and rapport with her, and gave her the tools to be successful, once she put all of those tools in place and trusted and believed in herself, and really let go of what was really weighing her down, you know, she changed. She was happier. She was smiling, you know, and physically losing the weight, she was able to do things with her kids. Like, I mean, her husband messaged me and was just like, you've changed my wife's life. Like, she's so much happier, you know, losing 100 pounds, she's able to go jump on the trampoline with her kids and to go run around and not get short of breath and winded, you know, and working out and spending time and getting her kids to work out with her and turning them into little warriors when they're already little, when their brains are the most malleable, right? And when they can really believe, because children learn what they live. And, you know, and it was said yesterday or a couple days ago by Dr. Sean Stevens, like, you know, don't tell your kids what to do, show them. And she was doing that by taking care of herself mentally, physically, spiritually, losing the weight, being able to play with her kids, interacting and loving her husband more because she just let what was weighing her down go. That changed the relationship between her and her husband so much, so much. And that just has that ripple effect, right? She dropped that rock into the water and just that ripple effect. So it changed her career. It changed everything. It changed her finances. It changed her relationship with her kids, her relationship with her parents, her relationship with her husband, her relationship with her friends. It changed her life. That's magic.
Speaking of magic, how did that make you feel knowing that you were a big part of that?
Yeah, grateful. It made me feel really grateful because, you know, if I hadn't have gone through what I went through and went through all of my struggles, and made the decision. I mean, I think the universe was just like, it slapped me. I was like, you're meant for better. This is your wake up call. And so I'm very grateful for everything that happened to me in my struggles because I turned them into my strengths. And then now I'm able to empower other people to be able to do the same and to see somebody take back control of their life. Just warms my heart. It just makes it, you know, so big. And it makes me feel alive, you know what I mean? And this is just what I'm meant to do.
Do you have a phrase or a quote that you keep in mind all the time that you tell yourself when you're hitting maybe some bumps in the road?
Yeah, I always try to remember how far I've come. I don't really have like a saying. I always try to remember how far I've come and that I can always continue to grow. I mean, like this weekend has been has been ridiculous for the amount of growth. So I think maybe the word that would come to my mind would be grateful. Grateful that my life experiences happened for a reason. Life happened for me, not to me. And I used to think that life was happening to me. Why is this happening to me? Well, I don't deserve this. But I see now with a very clear vision that life is actually happening for me.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.